Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic again. I hope you don't get sick of hearing my voice. Magic, I wanted to say, above topsecret.com. I wanted to say about when I said they were angels. I said they were angels comparatively. You know, and you're right. We've always, you know, we burned witches at the stake and blah, blah, blah. And I still think there is some amount of, what can I call it, decency missing in those who would become the leaders, in those in power. You know, I will say you're probably right. And I still hold the opinion that something is very wrong. Something is gone. Some kind of innocence or integrity or honor is gone since the 60s, comparing them to now. And, you know, it's just what I think. And you talked some about allowing for the possibility that there might be a good reason for this. And that is also true. You're just so damn logical. You know, as an example of this, I would say that I would never kill anybody. I don't agree with the death penalty. You know, so I would never kill anybody. But put me in the right circumstance and put a gun in my hand, I will kill somebody. You know, if it was for self-protection or protection of my husband or my family, that's a different thing. Under most circumstances, no, I would not kill somebody. Then the last thing I want to hear more about is motivation for this whole thing. You know, I didn't know about this Project Northwoods or Operation Northwoods or whatever it's called. I didn't know about it until the other day when I saw it on the board. And I have no idea why we wanted to go to war with Cuba. So I'm trying to look into that and find out more about that. But what would the advantage be and all that? I don't know. So if anybody, you know, has some extra time and wants to share why that would have been an advantage for our government or our country at that time, I would sure be interested in hearing that. I mean, was it because, you know, Castro was a communist and it was so close to America, and out of fear, we wanted to oust Castro for fear of bringing communism to the United States? You know, or was it something we wanted from them? I just really don't know. I'm trying to parallel it to modern day happenings. And, you know, there's a reason we wanted to go over and oust Saddam, because he basically had something we wanted. And I'm just wondering if the Castro situation was the same. Does anybody know? I feel like a real dummy, but I don't know it. So if you have any information on that, I would appreciate it. And I was reading in online, you know, to find out more about this. And there's this guy, Bamford, who has written a book about this. And I just wanted to quote something out of this article that I'm reading. And I will put the link up in my podcast. Quote, "The whole thing was so bizarre," says Bamford, noting public and international support would be needed for an invasion. But apparently neither the American public nor the Cuban public wanted to see the U.S. troops deployed to drive out Castro. Reflecting this, the U.S. plan called for establishing prolonged military, not democratic, control over the island nation after the invasion. That's what we're supposed to be freeing them from, Bamford says. The only way we would have succeeded is by doing exactly what the Russians were doing all over the world, by imposing a government of tyranny, basically what we're accusing Castro himself of doing. End quote. I thought that was interesting. That's all for now. I'm sure I'll be back. I'm back. I just listened to Magic's most recent podcast and Whoopi's also. And I really wish we could talk real time, because I'm sitting here shaking my head and nodding my head and agreeing with you guys. Magic, that's a great question about who actually said, you know, we need to attack Cuba. How do we do it? Because everything you said makes sense. Why would the Joint Chiefs come up with this idea unless they were told that they need to do that? And, you know, as far as the Joint Chiefs go, you know, they're getting all the blame for this. And, you know, in every plan, like, there's got to be a fall guy. That's an integral part of any comprehensive plan, to set up a fall guy like the CIA or bad intelligence, or it was the Joint Chiefs who came up with this thing in the first place. It could have been Kennedy. I was reading in this History Place, it's called. It's a website. January 11th, 1962. During his State of the Union address, President Kennedy states, "Few generations in all of history have been granted the role of being the great defender of freedom in its maximum hour of danger. This is our good fortune." That just creeps me out, as if it was a gift to be the great defender of freedom. And I suppose if it were really true, it would be. So anyway, I'm enjoying this. That's all for now. I gotta go do stuff. Thanks for listening.